Bell from Ted's in Beverly Hills joining us. Ted, how are you?
Thanks a lot, Phil, and thank you all for joining us tonight here on the Phil Hendry Show. It's great to be in studio with Phil Hendry for Ted's in Beverly Hills.
We're talking about the miniature chickens.
Yeah, we got great miniature chickens. Of course, we have the potatoes. We have the tentacles, we have the tent, and we've got our great steaks anywhere for our Kansas City steak. We've got the grilled tent, we've got the pork tent, and of course, we've got the tender tent, or if you want, it is the tenderloin. So
now these are all actual dishes, or you just change the names? What is it, General? I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. And remember, as we get into tonight's program, there's a very specific reason why I asked Phil for the airtime. And I am a sponsor, a longstanding sponsor of the great Phil Hendry Show. And there is a specific reason. But remember that when you come to Ted's in Beverly Hills and we say, good evening, I want to put my meat right into your mouth. You understand what we're saying.
A lot of people misunderstand that, though, Ted.
I know that, and I have tried over the years. And I got to tell you something. I wish that more people like you, Phil, and your staff would help me. I think you've done a good job with it.
A lot of people just don't understand that you're not trying to be crude.
No, and I'm not. But I will not back off the fact that we serve a great steak. And our desire is to put that meat right in their mouths.
Yeah, but isn't there a gentler way of saying it?
Like what? Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. No, really. You know, people always say that. Isn't there a gentler way? Okay, I'm open for suggestions. Go ahead.
Well, what about, like, for instance, we want you to eat our steak.
Well, yeah, you already, Dickman, you know, that's good Lord. You, as you said that, you went, well, because you knew.
Yeah, I know. It's not.
It ain't making it. All right, how about this? I got one. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our steak will melt in your mouth.
No, that's...
Oh, come on, will you?
All right, Ted, look. You know what the problem is and the challenge is.
There is no problem. There is no problem. The people that come into my restaurant, look, when they come in and they're brand new to the restaurant, and I say, good evening, how are you? I want to take my meat and put it in your mouth.
You don't say that as the first thing, do you?
You better believe I do. Don't even worry about it. Yes, I do. I don't back off the essentials. That is truth in advertising, the best steaks in the business, and the best time you're going to have at any restaurant. Ted's in Beverly Hills. I'm there every night, Phil, and I am breaking my you-know-what to make things great for people. I know you have that. Who's the doctor that you got who says he's working his you-know-what off?
Oh, it's Dr. William Brown.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm the Dr. William Brown of steakhouses because I do. I work my you-know-what off, and I won't use the word.
You better talk about ass.
He didn't want to use the word, you stupid...
Right, wait a minute. No, I didn't want to use the word, Bud.
All right. Here.
But I do. I work... What Bud said, I work it off. I work it clean off of me.
Might as well say an ass.
Oh, boy.
I got
bigger fish to fry tonight. I have a reputation to salvage. I know all of my regular customers understand me, Ted Bell. They understand that when I say, and this is not the reason why I'm on the show.
No, you have a very specific reason unrelated to this for being on the show, and it has to do with your Easter promotion.
Yes.
Well, that was, it didn't go over very well.
No, it did not go over. But again, I want to just clear this, and then we'll get to that. When you come into my restaurant, and you've never been there before, and I walk up to you, I shake your hand, and I say, hi, I'm Ted Bell, I want to take my meat and I want to put it right in your mouth, understand I'm talking about my steak.
All right, because you've had some people get offended.
Yes, but I tell them, this slogan is about steak.
What? And there's no way that you would want to change it.
Again, what do you want to change it to?
I'm Ted Bell, I want to put my steak.
Yeah, see, there's no way, there's just no possible way to take, I want to put my meat, I want to take my meat, I want to insert my meat.
See, all of that is very suggestive, but you know,
oh, come on, Phil.
Oh, no, I won't belabor the point. You've been a successful restaurateur now for many years, Ted.
Bingo, right there, what the man said. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Phil. Let me shake your hand. No, I'm happy to say it, you know, and I've been to the restaurant. It's a great, great time, folks. Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California.
Great. Old, I would say old school steakhouse.
We got the red leather booths. We got the checkered tablecloths. We got the ball game on a small screen TV. Hello. In one corner of the prime rib room. Yes, we have our big screen for the big games. But if you want to come in old school, you know, and
have a cocktail and watch the prize fight there.
You got it. In the small screen TV there. Rudy's there holding forth at the bar. You do it. And I'll tell you, you've never had a better time.
Ted Bell is joining us here tonight, folks.
was on our program not too long ago, and you were also tweeting about this, and lots going on Twitter. We're going to have Chris Norton coming up later on to talk about the bot purge that happened today.
You lost followers.
I lost, yeah, probably a couple of hundred followers. It's okay. But we want to talk about the promotion.
Well, the Easter Ted, and I probably was a little too honest about the failure of the Easter Ted promotion.
Now, what was the Easter Ted?
Yeah, it's like painted eggs or something, right? Paint your face on it?
Well, no, I didn't paint my face on it.
You took an egg, though, and painted your face on it.
I didn't do it. We had a commercial artist come in, Bill Belinsky, and he had a little picture of me, and we painted my picture. He hand-painted my picture on the eggs, hard-boiled eggs, okay?
Well, that's, I think, hand-painting anything ups the value.
You would think. You would think it would. And I would say that when the people came on an Easter, and I said hand-painted Easter Ted, not an Easter egg, but an Easter Ted, okay?
Yeah.
Well,
what do you want us to say? Yeah, hey, wow.
Yeah, what are you, that was, you see, what I do is I say the potato.
No, I know that you use the name Ted and you insert it just as you do your meat. Into certain...
When you said, just as you do your meat, that was very suggestive, because I saw you kind of winking your eyebrow and going, you know.
No, Ted, that's not... Well, all right, I'm a little bit touchy here. What we're saying, Ted, is you use the word Ted as the Ted, the potato, the Tedibles, and so forth, and the pork Ted.
Yeah, the pork Ted, and the Ted loin, or the tender Ted.
Or the tender Ted, yeah, and the minute... Well, you don't do anything with the miniature chickens.
I was thinking about calling them the Tediture chickens, or the Minuted chickens, but nobody knew what I was talking about, and, you know, that's an opportunity lost. So.
All right,
well, I think there's only so many plays on words you can do, but nonetheless, you had an Easter Ted promotion.
We had the Easter Ted promotion, all with the best of intentions. We wanted the kids to come in and get your Easter Ted, sit down and have yourself, we didn't want the kids to hang around. We gave them a 15-minute window to come in, get your Easter Ted, and then not get out, but...
Why don't you have kids in there?
We do allow kids in there on specific days, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
What about Easter?
No. We just, see, Ted's is an adult place, so kids are not really welcome.
I guess you don't do many families.
What do you mean I don't do many families?
Have them eat their God in the restaurant.
Oh, sorry. No, I don't, because it, how do I say this? There's an awful lot of people that come in who are engaged in adult business.
You're talking about professional gamblers.
No, I'm not, no.
Yes, you are. You're talking about the Dunphys and some of these guys that hang out in the bar.
No, I am not. And you know what, Phil? All right, General, let Ted finish. We don't let kids in the place as a rule. Now, on Easter, we said, all right, we let them in on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Those are the only 2 days.
Yes. Unless it's a birthday. Then we let them have the birthday, and then we ask them to get out, not...
See, this whole thing about having to get out, well,
the place fills up at night. And you have to understand, I've got couples coming in for dinner. If I got a family that's been sitting there for 3 hours, dawdling over their dinner and their birthday cake and the ice cream that we give the kid with the candle in it, then I'm like, okay, eat your ice cream and get out.
Ted, don't you like kids?
Of course I do. You know, I've got my son. I worship Josh.
All right. I mean, why not allow families?
Phil, I'm not changing a policy that's been in place for 40 years. The kids come in on Thanksgiving. They come in on Christmas. Otherwise, just get away. I don't know.
Well, it sounds as if you don't really like kids.
I like kids fine. Why are we arguing with this?
All right, okay. But you had the Easter Ted, and it was a failure.
It was a failed, yeah.
All right, well, you're the guy that was tweeting about it.
The Easter Ted was, so you get an egg with my face on it. I said, bring your brat, not your brats, but bring your kids in. See, your problem is you hate kids. You know, Phil, I can cancel my advertising.
All right, but it sounds like it to me.
I do not hate kids.
Well, what do you mean, bring your brats in?
Yeah, it sounds like you hate them and everything.
No, I do not. Sundays are busy days. The NBA playoffs, the NHL, there's baseball starting up. I got a lot of heavy action.
Ted, your place is nothing more than a betting parlor on Sundays.
No, it is not. I resent that. Take that back right now.
All right, man.
Yeah, that's right. You're one of my... I sponsor your show. You take that back.
All right, I take it back.
Okay.
You don't want any kids there on Easter? You want any kids on Easter?
No, we said, come on in for the Easter Ted.
But it was a crashing failure, you said. And on Twitter, you said, not one brat.
And you used that word. Not one brat came in. I was upset, and I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you've used the word brat here a couple times, and I've also said that, you know, this isn't going the way I want it to go, you know. Well, what do you, you can leave if you want. I'm trying to get you people to understand. Take it easy, Ted. You want a drink of water? No, I don't want a drink of water. God, would I look like some grandmother that's going to faint because she was just a...
Well, Mr. Bell, you look faint, you know.
Sit down, Ted. Thank you. I'm trying to say I'm sorry for the very, very intemperate tweets that I sent out about the Easter Ted. It was a failure, yes. The kids did. We didn't have hardly any kids come in and ask for an Easter Ted. I threw out about 300 hard-boiled eggs with my face on them. You know, couldn't give them away. No, yeah, that's right. And you can smile if you want, Ms. Gray. Well, it's true. I couldn't give them away. And, well, here's what you tweeted. And, oh, great. Hey, Ted, listen, you know, as you mentioned, you wanted to be honest about this. Ted Bell on his account on Twitter, which is Ted's Beverly Hills. Ted Beverly Hills, I should say. Ted Beverly Hills, yeah. And Ted tweeted, today you were talking about, you were apologizing a lot. Ted, you were apologizing about all kinds of things. Then you came out and said you're a gun owner. I didn't mean anything by that. Well, you did. Here it is here. The overall success story that is Ted's of Beverly Hills has made me proud, lo, these many years. All right. Okay. But 24 hours later, I'm still gagging on the odor of the Easter Ted promotion. Not one brat. I apologize for that. All right. But you said not one brat asked for an Easter Ted. Why? Because it was my effed up. You said effed up.
Okay. At least I didn't use the word.
Effed up idea. Because it was an effed up idea and it was my idea. Okay.
Now you sound there like somebody was bagging on you already.
Yeah, Marcy.
So your wife was riding you.
Oh, she couldn't get enough of it. I come home about 1:30 because I was going to have a little lunch with my wife. It was Easter, and then I had to go back to the restaurant. And she's sitting there already three Bloody Marys into the afternoon going, hey, how'd that Easter Ted go? I bet you didn't. And I said, it's a stiff. What do you think? And she's like, ha, 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 ha. Walking around in a flimsy, I can see right through the night rail. Well, she's your wife, yes, and, you know, I've got a beautiful wife, but I got to go. I have to leave. I got to go back to the restaurant. So she's standing there, flouncing about the living room in a see-through nightgown, drinking her Bloody Mary, basically daring me to...
Oh, man.
Yeah, bitch.
All right, Ted.
I mean, so it was all I could do to... All you could do to pull yourself away? Yeah, and go back to the restaurant. And I'm like, you know, baby, what... And she's, you know, if you're any kind of a man, you'll go ahead and just take me on right now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, what are you talking about? I gotta go.
Ted, if we're making you nervous, or if this topic is making you nervous,
well, you just went to this ta.
It's not making me nervous.
You sure? Because you just went, ah, ha, ha.
Hey, Ted, quit changing the subject.
All right, sorry.
You went home and your wife's laughing at you while she's standing there in a see-through nightgown, and all you wanted to do is, you know, take her to the bedroom, basically, right?
Oh, my God. I mean, well, what are you saying, Ted? Oh, fine. You want to be so graphic about it.
Well, that's what you're saying, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Ted?
No.
You want to take a break?
Yeah. What are you laughing at? Mr. Bell, here, you want to... Well, it's an Easter, Ted.
I don't want a hard-boiled egg, if that's what you're asking.
Ted, you're falling apart here, pal.
Yeah, and I wanted everything to be good.
It is good. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, this is Chris Norton. Don't forget, I'm going to be along later on here on the Phil Henry Show to talk about the Bob Purge over on Twitter. It was a big Bob Purge. But right now, just a reminder to get a backstage pass, PhilHenryShow.com. That's PhilHenryShow.com. Get a subscription. 50,000 plus hours of some of the funniest stuff you've ever heard in your life. I'm Chris Norton. Climb the restaurant. Climb it.
Chris Norton, courtesy of Throb City Productions.
You got that right.
And now, back with Ted Bell.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, thanks a lot, Phil. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, General. Thank you, Bud. You know, it's a tough morning here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. An emotional morning, but not one that I can't handle. I'm Ted Bell.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted Bell joining us, and I do appreciate you coming to our studio, Ted, to talk with us about this.
Well, it's something I wanted to settle in person. Yes, I did say that the Easter Ted promotion was a crashing failure, and I guess I chalked it up to the fact that we haven't really let a lot of kids into the restaurant down through the years. It's always been an adult event, but I just want to say to my patrons, thanks for nothing.
Well, what is that the right approach?
Well, I'm just saying I've provided great steaks, the Tedibles, as I said, the potatoes.
All right, so you've had all of these marvelous, and also don't forget the baked potato tree.
And the yes, as a matter of fact, the baked potato tree. Thank you very much. And the tender Ted, the Ted loin, the pork Ted. I mean, so many different things that we've been able to. What is that?
Sorry.
Do we keep going? The potted, all of it. And so one time I have a promotion called the Easter Ted, and not one kid.
Well, you said not one brat showed up. I think you have to be a little bit more family friendly if you want someone to, if you want those kinds of promotions to be successful.
Well, I'm not used to having promotions just stiff and fall right on their face. Well, I mean, you open the restaurant up for 15 minutes.
Right.
For kids to come in, get their Easter Ted, and then do what?
Then their parents could take them home, drop them off at the house, and come back. And that means they have to get a babysitter.
What baby? Well, that's... Yeah, because if the child is young enough to want an Easter Ted...
Well, what do you mean young enough? You know, there's the adolescents. They want those, too.
Not one kid wanted one.
I would assume that adolescents would... Ted, look, excuse me, but you know that I'm very honest.
Yeah, you're honest, all right.
Well, I'm telling you that the Easter Ted, the idea of a hard-boiled egg with your face on it, is not exactly gunning anybody's engine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, all right. So, you could have given out Easter baskets.
I didn't have the time, and to be quite honest with you, I didn't want to go to the expense. Aha, right there. If you're trying to cheap your way into the hearts of young people, into the hearts of families, it's not going to happen, Ted. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, my ass.
What does that mean? Stop, bud. What does that mean?
It means, how was I cheaping my way? How was I cheaping my way in?
Oh, wait. You're cheaping your way in by not letting kids into the restaurant before 12 or after 12:15. You're cheaping your way when you give them a hard-boiled egg with your face hand-painted. I saw what it was. It was a circle with two eye dots.
Yeah.
And a thing that says Ted underneath it.
Oh, boy. You know.
Well, what do you think, Ted? You think people are going to actually think that's a hand-painted picture of you?
I don't know, General, but you just went, well, what do you think?
Right. And you've been going, hello.
All right, everybody. Ted, we thank you for coming in. What is this about? I get to hang around, don't I?
He's paid up for the end of the segment, Mr. Henry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know. Let's remember let's remember which side of the bread the butter's on, okay? And let's remember who's buttering the bread.
Oh, yes, sir. Buttering the bread, huh? You butter up those buns pretty good, do you, Ted?
What's this supposed to mean? No, 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 no. What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
No, I want to know. It sounded like some kind of a homophobic or a homoerotic, Sorry, folks, I'm a little...
Let's just get to Chris Norton here. We do have Chris Norton from Norton Splodes Productions, and we are very, very grateful to have him on, because we're going to talk about this, the bot purge that took... Did that happen to you?
Did what happen to me?
Ted, buck up!
Did what happen to me?
Did you have any bots? Were there any bots? Hey, Chris, how are you?
Oh, hi, Mr. Henry. I was just going to talk about bot purge.
I know. Hold on for a minute. I'm talking to Ted Bell, who's here with us. Did you, Ted, have any bots purged off of your account?
Well, I don't know. I have 3,000. Hold on. I got 3,851 followers. I don't really keep tabs that closely. What's that music?
It's Chris Norton.
Okay. I've got 3,851. I don't know. I'm on Twitter as much as I can be. I don't have I follow 57 people.
Who do you follow? I'm curious.
I don't know. I got Howard Johnson, who's the former New York Met. I follow John Schroeder, who's the great writer with Bob's Burgers, Michael McKean, Terry Hutch, All right, so you've got people in the entertainment business. These are people that have been in the restaurant, okay?
Mr. Ritter, I don't have a whole lot of time because we're taking a break between scenes. I told you that we're doing that new movie, You Blew It, and I'm glad you did. We were going to call You Blew It, You Blew It.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
It's going good, man. It's going real good. We're on set doing it.
What is the name of this film?
The working title is You Blew It, You Blew It, and it really felt good. But it's going to be...
You Blew It, You Blew It.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, You Blew It, You Blew It. It really felt good. But it's probably going to, when we release it, you know, when we release it...
Yeah.
Okay, when we release it, it's probably going to be just, You Blew It, and it feels good, too. I'm Chris Norton. Well, probably I'm Russ Rod.
Wait a minute, the name of the movie... What is this anyway, Phil? This is Chris Norton. We promised that he would be in the show as well as you talking about...
I'm done talking about what I want to talk about, so...
Well, you don't want to leave. That would be very rude.
I mean, Mr. Bell, it's been great meeting you. But if you need to leave, you know... But I think that slogan you got, I want to put my meat up the mouth.
It's not I want to put my meat up the... Okay. All right, look, Ted, hold on, Chris, will you?
Well, I mean...
Ted, we thank you for coming in.
Yeah, I don't mean to be a party pooper, but if this is going to be you interviewing somebody else...
Yeah, God forbid, Ted, that we should take the focus away from you and put it on someone else.
Oh, boy, man.
Well, Ted, all right, okay, fine, I'll stay. That, you know, no, if you got to go... No, No, I'll sit here. All right, get...
Yeah, Chris?
Yeah, Ted Bell. He's acting like a pussy. Will you give me the thing?
Hey, Phil, I can leave as fast as I came in here. Give me that phone. Hey, where is he? Hi, Chris. It's Phil Hendry.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Mr. Hendry. I was talking all of a sudden when the line went dead.
No, we got you here. So, Chris, tell me about the bot purge. What's going on?
At Twitter today, and today, when I say today, I'm talking about the 25th, there's a bot purge, you know?
What did you say, the bot purge?
It's a bot purge.
A bot purge. There was a bot purge at Twitter. They're getting rid of a lot of bots. People are seeing their follower counts go down. Ted, you didn't...
No, I don't keep track. What? You have a Twitter account, Mr. Norton?
Yes, I do. I did see a number. Most of... I'm good, because what I do is I have... If I see any followers that are a little gray head, you know...
Those are the people that don't have a profile picture.
Yeah, I just block those people. I block them, and that's why I think I already sort of bought. I already bought the bots.
You're talking about blocking bots, right?
Yeah. I already blocked the bots. So, as it turns out, I think I've had probably not more than 5 or 60. I don't know, to be honest with you.
Well, how many followers do you have, Chris?
I have 2,055 right now.
So, and I've got 3,008. Well, you got what, Phil? About 25,000. And did you see what did you call it?
It's a bot purge.
Did you see any bots get purged?
Yeah, I saw like about 200.
You had 200, huh? Now, Margaret, how many followers? You got like 4,000 followers, right?
I haven't been online. I don't know. But I do know, and the word is they're purging bots because of Elon Musk.
Exactly right. That's the thing I wanted to talk about, Mr. Henry. Elon Musk is taking a bid. I mean, he bided to take over Twitter.
Yeah, he bid $44 million.
$44 million to take over Twitter. And if Elon Musk takes over, they want to make sure that they've, you know, got rid of the boss. It's kind of like if you're going to rent your house, you clean it up first. You know, you don't just have people move in to a toilet bowl.
No, I understand that. So purging the bots does what?
Well, purging the bots means that it's a, you know, a viable platform. You know who the real people is, and you know who the real people aren't, you know.
All right, well, I don't know anything about this. And if they're purging bots, you're telling me that my follower count's going down? I got 3,800. You got 3,855. I bet you anybody who's got a Twitter account today on Twitter, they're, you know, follow. What about you, bud?
I got 4,000. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe you're the only guy that noticed this, Chris.
Well, no doubt. I mean, because it's important for me to keep my social media happening. By the way, I only follow back women, okay? So if I follow anybody on Twitter, it's on account of I follow back women. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, okay, man, that's really cool. Because I'm looking at about three or four guys right here on your followers.
That I follow?
Yeah, yeah, you follow. There's at least three or four guys here, so...
Oh, bullshit.
All right, that's...
That's nice.
That's Chris Norton on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And, Ted, we wish you the best of luck.
Well, you know, the best of luck. I mean, I'm damaged. That much we know. I don't know.
Well, you know what, Ted? You're just going to have to expand the hours for kids. I think that's a great idea. I think you can bring yourself back into the good graces of your patrons. Let the kids in, man.
Oh, man, you understand. We got to have places for them to throw up, you know.
What do you mean places for them to throw up?
Kids throw up. Do you understand? Kids throw up. It doesn't matter. You could serve them the purest, healthiest, best-tasting food. They throw up. You got to have a puke bucket for them.
A place for them to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, a place for them to go to the bathroom. Ted, you can handle that, can't you?
Yeah.
Ted Bell has been my special guest. Thank you, Chris Norton from Norton Splodes here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we get to the bottom of the Easter Ted promotion. What a stiff it was.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You know what, folks? We will rework our policy on letting kids into the restaurant. If you'll come into the restaurant, I promise
you'll serve children.
Yeah, that's true.
What's that?
Yes, we'll serve children.
God damn it.
Well, put our meat in your mouth.
And you're proud of that.
Yes, we are. Very proud. We want to put our meat directly into your
mouth.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated.
Incorporated.
All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Uh-huh.